There once was a little girl who lived on the land with her parents. Now this little girl was a wanderer, and she could play for hours by herself, walking far away from camp and playing with things that she found on the land. Now her parents, they would worry about her, and they would say, "Panik, don't go too far away from camp. You never know what could be out there when you're by yourself on the land." Now one day, the little girl decided to go out walking. And she walked far, far away from her camp. Now she would bend down and she would look at the land and she would play with things and walk a little further, find something to play with, and lose track of time. Now, the little girl became so involved with what she was doing, as some children do, and she lost track of time, and she lost track of where she was. Now, she was so focused on what she was playing with that she didn't notice the sound of big steps coming towards her. And it wasn't until a long shadow grew out in front of her that the little girl noticed that there was something behind her. The little girl slowly turned around, and there she saw a giantess. The little girl took one look at the giantess, and she knew it was the Amautalik. This giantess was huge and ugly. She had rotten seal meat in between her teeth. She had long, stringy hair that clung to her face. And on her back, she was carrying dozens of caribou antlers that had been tied together to form a cage. Before the little girl could let out a scream, the Amautalik, quick like lightning, reached down, grabbed the little girl, and threw her in the cage. Now the Amautalik, even though she was very big, she was very fast and quiet. And she ran across the river and across a hill and up and down, and she took her to her camp. Now the little girl knew that two things could happen if she made it to the Amautalik's camp. If you were lucky, the Amautalik ate you whole. But if you were unlucky, the Amautalik made you be her slave. The little girl was very unlucky. The poor little girl had to work day and night as the slave to the Amautalik. The little girl had to crawl across the Amautalik's body, plucking off the giant lice that were as big as foxes. And if the little girl wasn't careful, she too was bit by the lice, and she became weaker and weaker. Now one day, after working many, many hours for the Amautalik, the little girl sat outside the Amautalik's tent and cried. She cried and cried. And a little snow bunting heard the little girl crying and flew over to her and landed on her shoulder.
"Why are you crying?" said the little bird.
"I'm so tired of working for the Amautalik. She makes me work day and night, and I'm so tired I feel like I will die very soon if I don't stop." The little bird said to the girl,
"Where is the Amautalik now?"
The little girl said that the Amautalik was out looking for more children to steal and eat on the tundra. So the little bird looked at the girl and said,
"I have a plan."
Peace.
So that night, the little girl left the door to the tent open just a crack, and she waited for the Imatu to return home after looking for children to steal on the tundra. The little girl hid under the covers and waited. When the steps of the Imatu came closer and closer, she hid herself deeper into the covers. When the Imatu came in, tired from a long day on the tundra, she laid down under the covers to go to sleep. And just as the Imatu laid down and closed her eyes, the little girl shouted to the bird,
"Now!"
The little bird flew into the tent through the crack in the door and flew around the head of the Imatu, flapping in her face and plucking out her eyes. The Imatu let out a great scream. The little girl ran out of the tent as quickly as she could. And the little bird said, "Follow me." And the little bird led the girl all the way home, showing her the way. The little girl ran as fast as she could away from the Imatu's camp. When the little girl finally made it back to her camp with her parents, she threw her arms around her mother and her father. Her parents were so happy to see their little girl come home. But everybody knows that even if you escape from the Imatu, everybody knows that even if you get away, you're never the same again, because the Imatu keeps a little bit of your soul.
Ha 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 ha.